remind everyone, if you wish to address the commission, please come to the microphone and state your name and address for the record. We need to ensure that we get everything recorded and keep the meeting in order. So please come forward to speak. Remember, please do not speak over anyone speaking, and only one person speaking at a time. We have a few administrative items to take care of before the public hearing. First order of business is to approve the minutes from our September 19th meeting. Can I get a motion to approve the meeting minutes from September 19th?
A motion. Do we approve the minutes?
I second the motion.
All opposed? All in favor? I'm off tonight.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. First item on our agenda tonight is case number 19.05 CRSD, RA Simple Subdivision. Megan, could you please present the case?
Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, excuse me. The case is case number 19.05 CRSD, a simple subdivision request by the Stacy L. RE Trust. The agent is Doyle Surveying, and the applicant's proposing to subdivide 51.1 acres into two parcels, a 16-acre tract and a 35-acre tract. We'll note that the proposed 35-acre tract cannot be further subdivided through the simple subdivision process. The legal description is a portion of the southwest quarter, Section 6, Township 50 North, Range 70 West, and that puts the property along the west side of American Road, approximately 5 miles north of the American Road exit at I-90. It's currently unzoned, and it can remain unzoned as it's located outside the joint planning boundary. Existing is a home on the proposed 16-acre parcel, and the rest is vacant grasslands. And it's surrounded on all sides by scattered residences on larger tracts, which are also unzoned. The water source is proposed to be individual wells and individual septic systems for the sewer. And the following planning considerations apply. We need original sealed copies of the application and the record of survey. And then proposed track 1 is in a flag lot configuration, and per section 7.4 of the subdivision regulations, flag lots are generally prohibited because they've often been used in the past to avoid building a street or to serve a subdivision, and their use increases the number of approaches onto roads. Staff recommends that the configuration of track 1 be revised to remove the flag lot. There's some survey revisions, cosmetic revisions, and standard planning considerations. And with that, staff recommends approval of the proposed simple subdivision pending completion of all the considerations. And I can answer questions, and the applicant is in the audience.
Did you receive any public comment?
We did not receive any written public comment.
Is there anyone here who wishes to comment?
I'm Dick Doyle with Doyle Surveying.
And I'm Stacy Airy.
Oh, that was loud.
I don't completely agree with this as a flag lot. Normally a flag lot is a lot that has one access to it, that is generally skinny and goes to the back, and it's done as the regulation says to avoid building any more streets and stuff. This is a 50-acre piece of land, and while the configuration might look like a flag lot, the width of the piece that sticks out, if you will, is like over 200 feet. So it's not, you want to avoid flag lots to alleviate problems with access and stuff like that. But this the piece that sticks out would never be the access. And furthermore, usually when you're dealing with the flag lot, you have a piece, the piece goes back, and then it gets into a bigger piece where the larger part of the lot is, and there's no access out the back. The only access is one access. We have three accesses here. We have three roads surrounding the whole 51 acres. So I don't agree that it's a flag lot.
Is there any reason why you don't want to extend the one lot and make it bigger?
There is. Do I need to tell you guys my address too, or we're okay with that? Okay. The reason that the configuration is like that, is that part that is narrow in the back is a hay meadow, and so that's a part of income for me. I have that part hayed as well as the other part that's on that side. So I didn't want to put that in the part that I wanted to subdivide.
What is the purpose for the subdivision?
What my intention is in the future I would like to sell the 16 acres and keep the 35.
So it's a split. It's not, you know, when you call it a subdivision, yeah, it's a subdivision, but this is a split of a large tract. This is not really, that's kind of my contention about the flag lot. Generally, flag lots is when we're talking about subdivisions and when we're talking about much smaller acreages, but this is a lot of acres.
Any other questions?
So you don't intend to develop the 35 acres at all?
No, I do not. Other than if in the future I would want to live there again myself, but right now, no.
Who lives in the house on the 16-acre parcel or 15 acres?
I do.
So I'm lost here.
Yeah, I am too. Why split it up?
Because I would like to sell it and either move to town or do something else right now and keep the other part as an agricultural part. Yeah. Yes.
Sell the house and keep the hay ground.
Yes.
I guess while staff appreciates the applicant's reasoning for the flag lot, you know, we're looking at this in future potential if she doesn't own it in the future. Mr. Doyle's correct in that there is a 200-foot frontage, but just having this parcel in the future that possibly could be developed, having three accesses, leaving the flagpole configuration there, just staff in reviewing it, it leads to the idea of flag lots so that more parcels could be created out of this 35 acres when it's developed in the future.
Could we add something to the record of survey that eliminates any access to Hope Lane?
I'd say that's an option for the Planning Commission to consider. I would not recommend it.
And then let me clarify. With when I bought the piece of property, it did come with the stipulation that it can only be divided one time. After this, it cannot be divided anymore.
That's on record in the courthouse.
Yes, it should be, or at the title company. Do they keep? No. Yeah, sure. I believe it's the title company that when we went through that whole process.
I have to have clarification that, Megan, on how that's done.
Because those properties out there, there is a covenant that had some stipulations regarding dividing up the property. And they said that you can do that one time, but once you do that, then you no longer can divide it again to prevent any type of subdividing out there.
And as a covenant,
Mr. Doyle,
as a covenant would be, it would be filed.
Sorry, have you sent us the title on this yet? Report?
So.
It's not in the packet.
No, I don't think I have. I don't think I've got it from the title company yet. Because who was the title company?
It's tracked.
Yeah. No, I have not seen it.
So we haven't seen title yet or any covenants on these.
Do you have
that across the road from the place with the camels? All right.
Yes.
Yeah. Or is it alpacas too?
Yeah, the alpacas and the camel. Yeah.
But in any event, if the Planning Commission wishes to modify the planning considerations as presented, I would advise to do that in your motion. And of course, they're numbered funky. Dang it.
How big a subdivision is this? There's quite a few people out there.
It's not really a subdivision. It's a legal split. If you keep your lots larger than 35 acres, it's not a subdivision. It's just a matter of individual parcels of land.
Commissioner Jordan, are you referring to the parcels to the west?
Yeah, yes, I am.
So that's, we get back to LVB Road, right?
Oh. Well, it's before LVB Road, though. It doesn't back up to LVB Road, and to the west of my property, there are 1, 2, 3, I think about 4 other, are they called plats or whatever? And when they decided, because it was part of Tanner's estate, and when they decided to do that, they put him, those pieces on the west are like 40 acre plots, and then the one that is north to me is my neighbor said it's a 60 acre plot, and then across on American Road where Antone's are, they have more than that, but there aren't any less than 40 acres out there right now.
You said there's covenants.
Yes.
And that's the surrounding area, Megan?
Well, subject to your consideration.
That's a little bit clearer for sure.
And I'm sorry, I take that back. There is one parcel out there that's 5 acres, and you can see it. It was up there.
It's kitty corner from the
house.
That's
okay. Yes.
Or the parcel that would have the house on it.
Right.
There have been many family exemptions in this area. That's some of the smaller parcels you saw to the west of hers.
It's not often you get that many big lots in a subdivision. It's pretty rare.
Is there a suggested amendment to the motion?
No one's made a motion yet.
I'm going to leave it the way it is on their proposal.
That means the motion should be to recommend approval subject to completion of planning considerations or approval and remove my, let's call it, 1-3.
Yeah.
You want to... Okay.
I have a question, though.
So moved.
I do have a question, though. If you're not going to subdivide it anymore and do anything else with it, why would the flag bother you?
It doesn't bother her. It bothers staff. She wants to keep the 35 acres with the hay field.
With the hay field.
If she extends tract... two straight north, as staff suggested, then tract one loses the hayfield.
Based upon the assessment that it's a flag lot, and I just don't necessarily agree that it's a flag lot.
Saying Miles?
What?
Saying something for
him. Well, if she wants to keep the hay, I don't see why she has to abandon the hay to square the lot up.
So then my advice to the commission is make a motion to approve and while removing planning consideration number 3.
Yes. So I got to say that?
I think he just did.
Yeah.
I heard it. I would also like to discuss another slight amendment to the motion that proof be submitted that this cannot be subdivided further.
Okay, so remove the consideration to reconfigure the flag law and add review of the covenants. And if the covenants don't say that, you want them to come back before you?
Yes.
And I didn't get my covenants out, but I can get that out too. And I know that abstract people will send you one too, but I agree with that. I mean,
that's just a basic.
Right.
If we're not going to remove the flag configuration, then we need to have it noted that it can't be further subdivided.
And then do you also want something on there that it can't have access on the road as well?
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Second, I think.
Second the motion.
Melissa, do you have what the motion is? Maybe.
I'm working on it.
Okay. I messed those numbers up too. It was all me. We wanted you to read the motion.
The motion is to recommend approval of case number 19.05 CRSD, RE Simple Subdivision, pending completion of all planning considerations with the removal of planning consideration number 3, add a review of covenants if further subdividing is allowed, do not allow further subdividing, and do not allow any further accesses.
Or how about add a note to the record of survey that access off Hope Drive is not allowed for Tract 1.
Okay. Can you keep that? Somebody from down 10 years down the road not from gifting that to his kid to put a house on?
Covenants would, I suppose.
Well, but
in the covenants?
Oh, that's what she's saying.
But okay, I guess I have a question for clarification. Are you saying that on the 35-acre that at some point down the road I cannot put another house on it?
Oh, whoever you sell it to.
Right.
If they put a house on it.
Well, I think you're asking if she gifts it, doesn't go through a subdivision permit with us because we'd say no, the covenants say no further splitting.
Whoever she gifts it decides.
She gives her daughter. I suppose someone would have to go after her for violation of the covenants. Okay. No, the note on the plat would just be Tract 1 has no access off of Hope Drive. They'd have to use Patriot Lane or American Road. I'm okay with that, I suppose, if the applicant is.
Motion and a second.
So moved.
Melissa, will you please poll the commission?
The motion is to recommend approval of case number 19.05 CRSD, RE Simple Subdivision, as noted.
Perfect.
Commissioner Siebenhaller?
No.
Commissioner Williams?
Yes.
Commissioner Jordan?
Yes.
Commissioner Matlick?
Yes.
Chairman Hildebrand?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, everyone, for attending tonight. If you have any further questions about these cases or the hearings in front of the county commissioners, please contact Megan. Next item of business is old business. Do we have any old business?
I have some other business. I wanted to note that we held our Wyoming Planning Association conference here in Gillette last week and had a good turnout. And I wanted to recognize Commissioner Jordan and Commissioner Hildebrand for being awarded Planning Commissioners of the Year. And Mr. Hildebrand missed out on dinner that night, so we're going to give him his award tonight, and I wanted to read their nomination. We said, the Campbell County Public Works Department would like to nominate Todd Hildebrand and Bob Jordan as Planning Commissioners of the Year. Todd has served on the Campbell County Planning Commission since 2017, and in those few years has shown himself to be a leader on the commission. He has served as chair for the past 2 years. In his role as chair, Todd is knowledgeable and fair. He leads the meetings with order, decorum, and respects the function of the Planning Commission and staff, and is a firm defender of planning principles and processes. Todd lives in a large county subdivision, has previously served on his HOA board, and brings an important perspective to the commission. He always comes to meetings prepared and asks inquisitive questions of both staff and the applicants. He serves to represent all citizens of the county on the Planning Commission. He also takes extra time out of his schedule to attend public meetings on our zoning amendment updates and other public meetings. Todd was instrumental in drafting some of the amendments that were included in the most recent code update. It's evident that Todd is a leader on the commission and in the community. Bob Jordan has only recently joined the Planning Commission. However, Bob has taken his position to a higher standard. In fact, we believe he is the first Planning Commissioner to serve on the commission who read a subdivision soils report in its entirety.
Good man.
Bob views the properties and applications on an individual basis without creating conflicts or having a personal agenda. He's always consistent, credible, reliable, and puts the good of the public before any issue. Bob currently serves as president of his subdivision's improvement service district, and he brings that personal experience to the commission. His involvement with that board and other community groups he volunteers for gives Bob an excellent perspective to represent county citizens on the board. He understands the impact the Planning Commission can have on the county and has been willing to step up and be a positive player in the planning process. He's reasonable and able to understand all sides to any issue brought forth. We feel the commission has been made better by Bob's participation. Please consider our nomination for Planning Commissioners of the Year, which they did.
So. Good job.
I said you're going to feel really bad now.
I am, but I'm going to tell you why I didn't make it. I had to deliver some news to a patient that had us both in tears that day.
Well.
And I was in no shape to come.
Well, that's certainly all right, and we appreciate everything that all of you do on the Planning Commission, so thank you again. And we have at least two cases for your regular meeting for next month, November 21st. I think that's everything we have for tonight.
Thank you. With no further items on the agenda, I adjourn the meeting.